Welcome to the segment of Soul Silence and Sound. This is brought to you by Be Simply.
Stars, trees, clouds, and moon. They all have a meaning and they look just like you.
Soul and Luna cycles, part of the Soul Silence and Sound segments. Today's a new moon in a month known as March, and it will be remembered as the 10th day. And we tipped over full new moon at 1 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on the North America continent. And for those of you that participate in this time change thing, we have sprung forward. So we would consider this our spring new moon. So we're entering into, by nature's accord, the lunar cycle, and some actually traditions from Islam that we are entering into a period, a sacred lunar cycle. And so no matter how you choose to celebrate your New Year's, your annual cycles, we're entering another lunar cycle. So with that being said, I wanted to share that we have this opportunity right now, as we're tipping into spring and fall. We don't want to leave out our brothers and sisters in the southern hemisphere and our family that's rocking city at the equator. What you'll start to notice, depending where you are, if you're starting to see those changes, is you'll see things sprouting up or you'll see things falling off, and then slight changes in the weather, and it'll continue to progress. What is really powerful that's happening right now is that we have this opportunity to really step through. And so depending what's been rising over the past week or few days, this is an opportunity to just recognize what all that is unseen and seen is saying, hey, are you ready to let this go? So it might have been a mixed bag the past few days or the past week, as far as what you've been shown, the things that you don't want to hold on or perpetuate anymore, I really encourage you to let go. And that's what spring and fall do for us. They encourage us to clear out, create space, and shed. So this is that moment. Interesting enough, because we are at such a quantum moment for all of humanity, is that it appears if you track about 20 years backwards, there's something historic that you may have been participating in or a part of, something happening in your life that go back 20 years in your mind, not necessarily to stay there, but just to notice what was there, how you were in the world, what were some of your habits, addictions, afflictions, positives, whatever it might be. And I just want you to see if any of that was mirrored to you in this past week or this upcoming week, it might be. And those will give you clues of the aspects of yourself that you're ready to transform. In addition, there's also this opportunity for all of us that some historic life themes are ready to wrap up, meaning that your lessons have been learned, even if you're not fully mastered it yet, that you're ready, you acknowledge it, and it's kind of like, did that, check. You know, you check the box off, but you really are like, yeah, I'm done with that. And those would be those jagged edges, those habits that you keep maybe doing and don't know how to stop. Really acknowledge them during this lunar cycle that you are ready. And so what that might look like for many of you is that you're seeing it, you're feeling it, you're ready to stand up and honor that and step on through, like step on through beyond it, like leaving the old behavior behind, the old practices that maybe didn't serve you, and or build upon that which you really feel is for your highest and best and your well-being. And so part of the reason this is so really powerful right now is because we are going through this collective transformation as a human species here on the earth plane. And some of these things that maybe you still participate in and society participates in, depending which way you're going, which path you decided to take, they won't even be available to you. So if you're seeing things Let's say that you drink too much. Let's say that you have a binge style eating habit. Let's say you watch porn. Let's say that you just aren't a nice person to people. Anything that you might be realizing, like, whoa, that you're ready to like transform that, is awesome. So own it and then say, okay, I'm going to walk beyond this. And the reason I send you back 20 years is there's something there that gave you a clue about this and that will help you move it on forward. So, which is super exciting. I love the opportunity to transform in every moment. So the other part of this is once you recognize that which you are destined to let go of, to liberate and transform and build upon, it really takes that action, that moving into action, stepping on through. And more than that, what I notice is we all get attached to the stories, the what led you to here, but really put all those novels away and own what you want to continue to create, build upon, and be. The more you bring the past to the present, that 20-year mark, forward, it will only end up holding you there. The reason I bring it up today is because there was a clue left for you. And before sometimes we can move forward, it's to take notice, like, wow. And you might see it not even only at 20 years ago, but you might see it over and over again, like, wow, every time I did this, this, and this, it always resulted in the same thing. And like, even if it wasn't a problem, let's say it's not something like totally that controls your life, but it still had an influence on your life, not in a positive way. So these are the things that are ready to be swept out. And then if you have unresolved things, like let's say you had an addiction, but you decided to stop, but you didn't really deal with it, or you had trauma and you just put it away in a box and didn't deal with it. This moment's going to encourage you, especially in this lunar cycle, to address it, let it lift off, and really reorient yourself. And this is also why certain things will be falling away. And we're still going through that process where chemically the male embodiment, biological male, are shedding and females get ready as we progress a little bit further through this lunar cycle into the next. We will be going through our own, for lack of better words, come to Jesus moment with ourselves and each other. So this beginning, and this is part of that rebalancing phase. So as still as you can be through the process, and then also to observe it without attaching and be like, oh yeah, that's what it is. And taking responsibility. And sometimes, like I said, people will bypass that which they were meant to heal. Like I'll use the addicts as a analogy here, that sometimes a person might be masterful at stopping at something, but doesn't do the healing work around it. And so that will be shown to you, probably going back 20 years, just to see where it started, where it was building upon, what traumas or reasons that this started up, and that now is the time to heal those things and own up that any of those things that any of us might do that are not going to build our energy field, it's better just to set them down. There's no real purpose in them. And sometimes people will say, well, it's more fun. Well, we can have fun without things that cause harm to ourselves. And that's the interesting part. If you think about two little kids in a sandbox, they're playing, they're using their imagination, they're having a grand old time, and it doesn't require anything other than their imagination to have a great old time. And they give themselves permission to do that. It's as someone gets older that they're like, oh, I can't really have a good time because I have this obligation or this, that, or the other. So as you're in this moment, be really honest with yourself, be willing to let go and release that which doesn't serve. There's this intense purification happening. And this is that phase as the masculine and feminine, biological masculine, feminine, go through this process, which includes everyone. As we're going through this process, there will be a lot more purification where you will see the proverbial, where the proverbial devil has a hold on you and where you're ready to let go of it. These things will not be existing depending on the path you go on in this dimensional field that's going to reach higher states of consciousness. And it's going to take some time and patience for us all to get there. But just understand, the sooner you can put down some of these habits, the better, so that society as a whole can continue to elevate their consciousness and really have amazing outcomes with their mastery. And aside from maybe some of the obtuse things in society, there are subtle things where we grasp for those things. And that happens because of media. Now, because we have digital media, people grasp because maybe they are not that. And so they start basically making themselves really unhappy because they're like, oh, I want to be like that. I want to be like that. And we're seeing a lot of this at the culmination of this end of this period together as a human species, that people are like, oh, if I'm not happy, like, I'm just going to just change it, like completely alter themselves. When that really in a spiritual practice is not the true way to find happiness. So anything you grasp at, whether, you know, it's a chocolate donut, a six pack on Friday night, or corn, or people are like, why does she keep saying, I have to say it that way so they don't, I don't get in trouble. anything, you know, shopping, sugar, wishing that you had bigger tatas than other people, wishing that you were, I don't know, a bear versus a human, anything that you grasp at and are not satisfied in the temple that you were given, and not willing to just find peace within the temple you were given and within the activities that you could choose from, these are the things that we will continue to address, and not just in this lunar cycle, but additional lunar cycles. So start to observe where you are ready to let go. And like I said, those clues will be 20 years past. Depending on your age right now, because for some of you that might take you into your childhood. For others, it may take you into your 20s or your 30s. That theme will have also been present in your childhood. So the next part of this lunar cycle is that we get to start to lay seeds and start to build. And, you know, the beautiful thing is we get to do this every month and then every annual cycle. And for our brothers and sisters, now they're going to be dancing with the feminine in the Southern Hemisphere. And then for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, we will start feeling that yang, that wood rising. So with the wood rising and the alchemical metal and or space, however you want to look at it, we have this opportunity to bring into equanimity our emotions, which can be in these two seasons, they can cause a lot of chaos. One is grief and one is anger. And so as you look back on your 20-year trajectory, you can also notice maybe the emotions that were present for you in this particular season back then. And you can also notice that this is that opportunity for you to deepen your relationship with these two emotions, no matter where you are on the planet, and that how they serve, but also what can be on the opposite side of those. And, you know, in grief, there is joy. And within anger, there is patience. And both are equally important to counterbalance these emotions that can get really debilitating for anyone and can cause a lot of harm in our relationship with ourselves and with others. So this is another great reason why we want to still have some introspection during this time of year and to be mindful, because the energy in both fall and spring can really take you away. So you want to keep those feet anchored on the ground. And it's nice that at least in the spring season here, we have a lot of root vegetables still to help us stay grounded. I mean, like potatoes, sweet potatoes, onions, garlic, all those kinds of yummy things. And that will help you as we move into this season. Also, I just wanted to share is that, you know, stepping on through, meaning that sometimes it seems harder than not. And this is because we have attachment in our mind. And so when the mind goes round and round and round and wants to like plan out conversation, wants to revisit something over and over again, rather than just being an observer of it, just to observe what is happening in the present moment, this can cause us a lot of turbulence. And I feel that sometimes it'll probably be in conjunction. Those things that you've chosen that you pacify yourself with or numb yourself out with probably were pretty present 20 years ago. And now you're being asked to really deepen and what is the better remedy for that which maybe you were evading or not wanting to look at or ready to or destined to master until now. And a mastery doesn't necessarily have to mean like a master painter. When we become masterful as a human in a physical suit, human suit, it's pretty helpful because then we could be of service and a valuable contributor to society. However, if we're so self-indulgent that we have to impose our emotions and our imbalances on everyone as an offense or sometimes a defense, this is not where our society is going, but it's someplace very familiar we have come to be. So much so that people have gotten to a point where they won't speak for fear that they're going to offend someone. And ultimately, if you're a master within yourself, meaning that you all have that potential, there is no need to be offended. None. Zero. Offense and defense keeps us in a dualistic experience. And if you are at peace, again, with that temple, your physical temple, your mental temple, your emotional temple, you're still going to have to practice, but you're at peace. There's no need to impose your unhealed wounds on everyone else. There's no need to do any of that other than take responsibility for it. Take a time out when you need it. Because remember, Mother Nature gave us the opportunity to heal, and it's 3 days under a bush. And you get to hang out there, be, and then get back to reality. So for some people, that may seem impossible. How could we do that in 3 days, depending what their imbalance is? And for others, that might seem too long. Yet, if you had to keep, you know, take a break, go back under, whatever it might be. But this is where we're at. And so nowhere in nature does it say, I'm going to be offended. I am going to displace my disharmony on someone else because I can't find ease within. And as soon as you really get a strong hold on your ease from within, it does two things. It makes it easier to be around. And then number two, it allows you to do your inner work without so much suffering involved, meaning that you can see it, you can recognize it. It might be uncomfortable, but it's like more like an, oh, wow, wow, oh, wow. And then it's a commitment to self. And so this is that moment each and every one of you, if you sort of choose, gets to make that commitment to self. I am going to step on through. I'm going to move beyond this behavior, no matter how extreme or how minute. I'm being shown it and I'm going to step beyond it. Because without it, whatever it is for you, without it, you will thrive. You will be in a place in your humanity that isn't encumbered by this thing that trips you up. So that's exciting. So simply put, as we lead into meditation, is that just do a little recapitulation, go back. You don't have to spend too much time in there. You don't have to bring up old wounds or anything. Just evaluate, like, oh, where was I at 20 years ago? What was on my set? What was going on? And then from there, notice how many times that theme has repeated itself for you. And then decide, am I really ready, and is it being reflected to me, to completely get rid of this? Like, I don't need to have that cane anymore. I don't need to walk with that cane anymore. And so I'm not going to do it. I'm done. And from there, once you create that space for that, even if you have to practice getting better without the cane, you will be surprised, because it's going to give you space for the new to come in. And then as you step through, those things will start to become evident to each and every one of us. Simultaneously, you will know what you need to purify your mental body, your emotional body, your spiritual body, and your emotional body. And when you start purifying, it'll just roll off. Sure, there might be certain things you do, but it'll roll off, because you'll be like, I'm done. So super exciting. And I encourage you all to anchor in and feel your feet in the earth and be patient with one another and trust the process, as I tell my students and clients. All right. So I welcome you to take a nice big breath into your physical body. And then exhale out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Good. One more inhale. And exhale. And then gently from there, as you breathe in and out, I want you just to follow your natural breathing pattern. gently from there, I welcome you to gently lean back and recline or move fully into Shavasana, a prone position on your back with your palms facing upward as we transition into receiving sound. As you settle in, just take a nice gentle breath into the heart and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. And one more inhale. And exhale. And then continue to follow your natural breathing pattern. Thank you.
Joshua Nivea, 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 Joshua Nivea,
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Taking a soft, gentle breath in and out of your heart center. Gently breathing in and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. One more inhale and exhale. Good. And then gently from there, as you breathe in and out, just welcoming you to connect back to my voice. And so if you're lying down, you can roll over on your right and left side, and then rise up into a seated position. And then from there, I welcome you to just take a few deep breaths at your own rhythm as you connect. And then gently from there, I welcome you just to be in this place where maybe until this point, it seemed like work to release some of these things that might have come across your mind's eye. And just to know and trust in this moment that you're ready to give way to these habits and behaviors that ultimately don't serve and ultimately will not exist in these fields of higher states of consciousness. And that is truly the deepest understanding, if you allow yourself to sit with it, that their higher states of consciousness is available to all. However, there are things that each and every one of us might participate in or might not, that keep us from being there. And sometimes it's not so much the activity. It is the underlying inherent reason that one grasps for something. So as you continue to move through this next few weeks with this new moon energy, I encourage you to keep releasing and letting go. And then as you flow into that full moon, you'll have more space to take action towards the things that you are creating, the new creations, rebuilding on the existing creations, and you will have a lot of fluidity as you step into that new energy, the new masculine and feminine energy. So I want to thank each and every one of you for being here in this moment. I want to thank Random Rab. Check back this week. I have a fun interview with him and a potential field trip with me, if you're interested, to see something that he's doing. I think it'd be fun. And then I want to thank Dante Marino, Kadri Scott for having their hand in this. And we're going to exit out with one of Kadri's new singles, called River. I hope you all enjoy it. Until next time, this is Suzanne signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a gentle smile, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply. Me.
stand still.